In the new film Green Book, which is out today, a black pianist embarks on a tour through the U.S. in 1962 when Jim Crow laws and segregation still were in effect in much of the country. The title of the film refers to the Negro Motorist Green Book, which was a real-life travel guide that first was published in 1936 to help black travelers find safe places to stop, eat, and rest. Washington Post multimedia journalist Rhonda Colvin examined the history behind the book. She joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Let's begin with a quick history, lest we forget it, of what black motorists might have to endure if they traveled, especially if they were part of the Great Migration and they lived in the North and they traveled back down south to see family members.
Right, yes, and glad to be with you as well. So back during that time after Jim Crow, after the Great Migration, you had, as you mentioned, many black people, many black families who were in the North, and typically a couple times a year would want to go back to the Deep South or even West to see family and friends. And at that time, it was very treacherous. It was, you risk, you know, being in your car in the middle of the night, being pulled over and possibly assaulted at worst, or just, you know, verbally accosted and challenged as to why you were traveling on the road. There, you had to take many steps to make sure that you could get to your final destination. And a lot of times people were traveling hundreds of miles and had to keep all of this in mind.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the Negro Motorist Green Book. It was a travel guide, we understand, was created by a postal worker. Tell us a little bit about its creation and how it was distributed.
That's true. It was started by Victor Hugo Green, and that's why the nickname is the Green Book, after his last name. He was a Harlem postal worker, and in 1936, he decided to put this book out just as sort of a functional guide to help people, because every black person and black family at that time, they knew of the challenges they faced when traveling. So he figured this would be a helpful guide to others, and he compiled lists of restaurants, gas stations, any sort of businesses that could be havens for families traveling. He was able to distribute that, people and historians believe, because he had a connection with other postal workers and sort of a system that could help him distribute the book. And later in the 40s, I believe, a subscription service started where people could subscribe and get the Green Book. Also, they were also available at Esso gas stations, too, which is now known as Exxon. But that is a part of the history as well, that they were available for people to pick up and purchase at those gas stations.
When was the last Green Book published, and is there anything similar now? I mean, we probably can find anything online, but is there anything that you're aware of that's a little bit similar?
Right. So in my research, the last known copy was in the 60s, the late 60s. I believe 68 is when the final version that a historian told me that they could find that was published. But it kind of tapered out of publication, and some think that's because of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It was felt that this guide may not be needed anymore because protections had been secured, but of course, the guide, some people did feel that guide needed to be around, or at least by word of mouth, that people could tell others that you should go here and not there. But from what we know, it was the late 60s when the last official guide was printed. And I believe the second part of your question, if you could repeat that.
We're just about out of time, but was just wondering if you're aware of anything that's somewhat similar, especially considering the climate in the United States right now around race and ethnicity, and in some cases religion.
Right, right. Well, what I found was, and that was sort of the impetus for the story, is there anything similar to this? And right now there isn't any sort of formal guide, but you do find that there is still that word of mouth among people. There are also online travel sites where people are on online boards discussing, you know, have you ever had problems in this area? I'm thinking about going here for vacation. Where should I stay? Where should I go? I'm thinking about getting an Airbnb. Do you think I'll have any problems in this area? So I think that there's still discussion. It's a little less formal than an actual book, but I think the legacy of the book still lives on in terms of speaking to others about other people of color about where to go and what any advice you might give others.
All right. Well, we thank you very much. That is Rhonda Colvin, Washington Post multimedia journalist.